Good morning and welcome to today's Committee on Regional Affairs hearing. With me today is Senator Menard, Senator Wagner, and myself, Senator Olson. On today's agenda, we have House Bill 219, Fire and Emergency Services. With that, I'll have Representative Feige come up with his staff and present the bill, please. Welcome to Committee on Regional Affairs.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is
Senator Menard.
Shall we move the CS for House Bill 219?
No, let's ask him to present the bill and we'll move on.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Representative Eric Feige, representing House District 12. House Bill 219 addresses an issue important to many organizations: money. Capital grants from the state of Alaska and other entities help many emergency service organizations exist. Unfortunately, money is often available for projects such as buying equipment or repairing a building, but money is very rarely available for operating expenses. House Bill 219 provides a mechanism to help emergency service agencies maintain sustainability. Fire departments, ambulance services, and other emergency service organizations often struggle to keep the doors open. In many communities, the power to levy taxes provides sufficient funding to operate these departments. When it doesn't, or when it isn't an option, organizations turn to other sources for money. Sometimes it's a pancake supper or a fish fry. Maybe it's a bake sale or some other project. Maybe bingo. In different communities, different things work. The problem with these types of activities is they take even more of the emergency volunteers' time, time they need to spend training and responding to emergencies. Donations are also very helpful, but it is becoming increasingly difficult to convince people to give money to an organization. People have come to expect the government to provide these services. One alternative to encourage people to help support fire and EMS services in the community is to offer a, quote, no-charge policy to those that give to the organization. Unfortunately, such a simple concept is considered insurance in Alaska and subject to numerous laws and regulations. An ambulance service can become a health services corporation and become exempt from many of the insurance laws. To do so requires the organization to put up a minimum bond of $100,000, along with other requirements, hardly feasible for a few people in a remote village who want to create a service to take those that are sick or injured to the local clinic. The alternative, hope that somebody comes along that can take them. If you just charge the individual for the service, it's not a problem. But if you ask for money up front to keep gas in the ambulance and the station heated in exchange for not charging the individual if you come to assist them, it's considered insurance and subject to all of the regulations of the Division of Insurance. In a similar situation, a community that has no fire department might want to start one. Often, organizations charge if they have to come to help you. Others ask for donations. In some areas, you might hear it referred to as a subscription department. In a subscription department, you pay in advance to receive the service and then receive a discount on costs if you use the service. If the service then provides assistance to someone who has not paid the subscription and charges the person, the organization is providing insurance to those that paid a subscription. This bill does only one thing. It exempts municipalities and community nonprofit organizations engaged in emergency services from insurance regulation if they receive money in advance and then don't charge for services offered to those that give donations. You can help by moving House Bill 219 to exempt those organizations from regulation by the Department of Insurance. Any questions?
Any questions by members of the committee for Representative Feige? If not, I've got a couple. You said that it's considered insurance if either volunteers or people that make donations to a service such as an ambulance. Mm-hmm. And where does that come from? Is that in statute, or is that something that's kind of part of the industry policy? Or maybe you're not the person to ask the question.
Probably not the person to ask, but...
But this is a solution to go and get around that so that people that are going to need the services in the future, for if there is an accident, there is a way to go ahead and take care of getting to the hospital or getting to some medical facility.
Basically, under the current definitions and statute, if the... If the department is receiving money for services that they may provide, that falls under the general definition of insurance, and therefore they're subject to the regulations.
Any further questions? Not one last question. Anybody against this bill?
Not so far.
Okay. Thank you very much. Linda Hall. Please come up. Identify yourself for the record and give us your comments.
The ogre that did this.
What's that?
The ogre that did this.
We're not giving you that much credit, are we?
Linda Hall, Director of the Division of Insurance.
Make yourself available this morning.
You're welcome. I didn't have a presentation. I was here for questions. And if you'd like me to elaborate a little on your prior question, I could do so.
Okay. I was wondering if you had some opening comments that you want to ask questions.
No, I really don't.
Okay. Were you indeed the author of the policy?
I indeed was. Oh, actually, our AAGs were. And there's a letter, I believe, probably in your packet that came from one of my staff members to an attorney who inquired about the topic. But the definition of insurance in this title is very broad. And so when you accept money for a transfer of risk, we do consider that insurance.
Okay. And what's the thinking behind that? How does that, why is that good public policy, or why is that something that we should be looking for, and that I'm assuming other states have that same type of regulation in there or statute? What's the thinking behind it? Running into trouble that Representative Feige's trying to go ahead and alleviate, especially in smaller communities?
Mr. Chairman, I think this is one of those circumstances you might call unintended consequences. When the definition of insurance was written and adopted by the legislature, it is intended to copy, so to speak. It's a common definition around the country. It was probably never intended to pick up something like this. I'm sure fire departments who started these subscription sales never had any idea that what they were doing would be considered insurance. So we were asked, we did legal research, and we answered, and that's why we're here to you have a bill to provide an exemption for that very action.
Is the administration in favor of this legislation that's going through? Would they be opposed?
We're not opposed to it.
You're not opposed to it. Okay. Any further questions? Senator Menard.
Can you tell me how many other states have adopted this? So this is pretty common practice in the lower 48.
The piece of the legislation that exempts ambulance services is fairly common. I've worked on that piece more, and my last recollection was it was either 17 or 27 states have adopted a similar waiver for medical transport. Washington is one. I've studied theirs, but there are a number of states who have adopted that. I'm not really aware of other states adopting the same waiver for the fire department subscription service, but I think Alaska is fairly unique in having a substantial number of small volunteer fire departments, probably more so than many other states. Correct.
Any further questions? Senator Wagner.
How many days?
Pardon?
How many days left?
I was going to congratulate her at the end.
I don't have an exact date, Senator Wagner.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure working with you all these years.
Thank you for your comments. I appreciate that. The presentation yesterday on the House floor was humbling for me. It was embarrassing, but it was amazingly touching.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
I think the different administrations you've served in, that was kind of a bit
thank you very much.
Is there anybody else? Any public testimony? We'll open it up for now. Anybody in the room want to go ahead and testify on this bill? That will close public testimony. Calling at ease. Feige, any closing comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Representative Eric Feige, House District 12. The only thing I would like to disclose is that I am a fire chief of a department that would be affected by this. Mm-hmm. There are several other departments within my district that I'm aware of that are engaged in this type of activity. So,
I'm assuming you've gotten the clearance from whoever has to be for making sure you can present the bill without being.
I declared a conflict on the House.
Make sure you're not being somehow put in a situation that's compromising.
I don't believe so, Senator.
Okay. No. With that, thank you very much for coming out this morning. Roll the committee. Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move the committee move CS for HB 219 version E from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Objection, Senator Wagner.
Well, objection for point of discussion. We haven't even brought the bill in front of us yet. We haven't.
I think the bill has come to us. Let's go dig it at ease.
Take it.
There's a motion on the floor to go ahead and move the bill from committee. Anybody objecting? Not. The bill moves out of committee without objection. With that, we'll recess the Committee on Regional Affairs.
Recess or adjourn?